The observation deck was completely empty. Staring out into the immeasurably vast sea of stars, Wells could easily imagine that they were the only two living things in the entire universe. He tightened his arm around Clark. She pressed her head against his chest and exhaled, sinking closer to him as the air left her body, as if she was happy to let him breathe for them both. "How'd it go today?" she murmured. "Fine," Wells said, not sure why he was bothering to lie when Clark was pressed against his chest. She could read his heartbeat like it was Morse code. "What happened?" she asked, concern flickering in her large green eyes. His officer training entailed periodic trips to Walden and Arcadia to monitor the guards. Today, he'd observed them seize a woman who'd gotten pregnant with an unregistered child. There'd be no chance at lenience. She would be confined until she gave birth, the child would be placed in the council's care, and the mother would be executed. The law was harsh but necessary. The ship could only support a certain number of lives, and allowing anyone to disrupt the delicate balance would jeopardize the entire race. But the look of panic in the woman's eyes as the guards dragged her away was burned into Wells's brain. Surprisingly, it'd been his father who helped Wells make sense of what he'd seen. That night at dinner, he'd sensed something was wrong, and Wells had told him about the incident, trying to sound soldierly and detached. But his father had seen through the act, and, in a rare gesture, put his hand over Wells's across the table. "What we do isn't easy," he told his son, "but it's crucial. We can't afford to let our feelings keep us from doing our duty, keeping the human race alive." "Let me guess," Clark said, interrupting his thoughts. "You arrested some criminal mastermind for stealing books from the library." "Nope." He swept a piece of hair behind her ear. "She's still at large. They're forming a special task force as we speak." She smiled, and the flecks of gold in her eyes seemed to sparkle. He couldn't imagine a prettier color. Wells turned his attention back to the enormous window. Tonight, the clouds covering Earth didn't remind him of a shroud. They were merely a blanket. The planet hadn't died. It had only slipped into an enchanted sleep until the time came for it to welcome humanity home. "What are you thinking about?" Clark asked. "Is it your mom?" "No," he said slowly. "Not really." Wells reached out and absentmindedly wrapped a lock of Clark's hair around his finger, then let it fall back to her shoulder. "Though, I guess in a way, I'm always thinking about her. It was hard to believe that she was really gone. I just want to make sure she's proud of me, wherever she is," Wells continued, a chill passing over him as he glanced toward the stars. Clark squeezed his hand, transferring her warmth to him. "Of course she's proud of you. Any mother would be proud of a son like you." Wells turned back to Clark with a grin. "Just mothers?"